Dobar dan i dobrodošli na današnju preskonferenciju. Ja se izvinjavam, ja ću morat govorit na engleskom. Tekst mi je stigao jako kasno. As we speak, Christian Schwab-Schilling is addressing a Foreign Affairs Committee of the European Parliament in his capacity as the EUSR on the second day of his two-day visit to Brussels. Yesterday, as you are all aware, he addressed the joint session of NATO North Atlantic Council and the European Union's Political and Security Policy Committee at the NATO headquarters. In the morning, together with the NATO Secretary General Jaap de Hoopshaeffer and the EU High Representative for the Common Foreign Affairs and Security Policy, Javier Solana. In the afternoon, he also had talks with Doris Pack. She is the chair of the European Parliament Southeast Europe delegation, and Javier Solana as well. In his address to the European Parliament Foreign Affairs Committee, the USR is addressing four issues. The political situation in Bosnia and Herzegovina following the 1st October elections, police reform, constitutional reform, and the transition from the office of the High Representative to the EU Special Representative Office. Mr. Schwab-Schilling is presenting his analysis of the elections, pointing out that it will take time for coalitions and governments to be formed, and stressing that what is important is the reform agenda. Concerning the police reform, he expects the police directorate to finalize its report by the end of November on the basis of the three EC principles of police reform. Concerning the constitutional reform, Schwab-Schilling is explaining to the Foreign Affairs Committee that those parties that supported the April reform package appear to have necessary two-thirds majority in the parliament to adopt it. Mr. Schwab-Schilling is expressing his desire to see the April reform package, whose development, of course, was facilitated by the United States, adopted as soon as possible, and for it to be the first step towards a broader constitutional reform process. He's also explaining how, as a EU Special Representative, he intends to work together with the United States to facilitate this process in the future, since the best recipe for the success is a joint European and American approach. Concerning the transition, OHR-EUSR, Mr. Schwab-Schilling is telling the Foreign Affairs Committee that despite risks, he continues to believe in the principle of ownership and is working towards the closure of the OHR on June 30 next year. Of course, there would be a review of the situation next year to determine which international instruments were still needed to help Bosnia-Herzegovina continue to achieve progress. The EU Special Representative is explaining that the Western Balkans remains a strategic priority for the European Union and the European Security and Defense Policy, and that the full analysis of the situation will have to be carried out before it is possible to discuss possible reduction of UFOR. Thank you very much, odnosno hvala lijepo.
Dobro jutro svima iz Haškog tribunala. Predsjednik tribunala, sudija Fausto Pokar, je jučer podnio Generalnoj skupštini Ujedinjenih nacija 13. godišnji izvještaj Međunarodnog krivičnog suda za bivšu Jugoslaviju. U svom obraćanju predsjednik Pokar je naglasio da je tribunal u posljednjih godinu dana pokrenuo brojne inovativne reforme kako bi unaprijedio efikasnost suđenja i žalbenih postupaka, usprkos izazovima sa kojima je bio suočen. On je predvidio da trenutnom brzinom suđenja svih optuženih koji se sada nalaze pred tribunalom bit će završena do kraja 2009. godine. Međutim, predsjednik Pokar je izrazio duboku zabrinutost zbog činjenice da je šestorica optuženih još uvijek u bekstvu, posebno Radovan Karadžić i Ratko Mladić. Rekao je tribunal ne smije zatvoriti svoja vrata dok se ti optuženi ne privedu pravdi. Predsjednik Pokar je naglasio da uspješno ispunjenje mandata tribunala u skladu sa predviđenim rokovima zavisi u velikoj mjeri od toga da li ćemo sada imati saradnju svih država, pogotovo onih na području bivše Jugoslavije. Ocijenio je da Republika Srpska nije postigla nikakav napredak u lociranju Radovana Karadžića. Također je podsjetio da vlasti Srbije, nažalost, nisu postigle napredak u lociranju, uhićenju i predaji Ratka Mladića tribunalu. Predsjednik Pokar je nadalje obavijestio Generalnu skupštinu da je tribunal povećao svoj angažman u regiji putem radnih poseta i programa obuke sa ciljem povećanja sudskih i tužiteljskih sposobnosti nacionalnih pravosuđa. Pošto je na domaćim sudovima da nastave rad Međunarodnog suda, sudeći počiniteljima ratnih zločina, zločina protiv čovečnosti i genocida. Predsjednik Pokar je na kraju naglasio da Međunarodni sud apsolutno predano čini sve što je u njegove moći kako bi ispunio svoje obaveze na osnovu strategije okončanja rada i da pritom poštuje norme propisanog postupka. Cjelokupan pismeni izvještaj, koji broji 26 stranica, dostupan je na engleskom jeziku na internet stranici tribunala, a ovdje imam kopije na domaćem jeziku govora predsjednika Pokara od jučer pred Generalnom skupštinom. Hvala na pažnji.
Ok, ako ima pitanja. Ok, hvala vam lijepa.